The tale of tragedy began with a Saturday morning 911 call from a distraught mother.
He's still sleeping, but Bailey, please hurry. I don't know how many times he's got her. They were arguing.
Okay, so she's been shot?
No.
Okay, right now, is she awake?
No, yes, stay with me. The ambulance is on the way. You hear me? You hear me? Find help. Stay with me.
The mother of Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher was present when her son shot Cassandra Perkins, mother of his infant daughter. Belcher shot Perkins multiple times, then drove to Arrowhead Stadium, where he thanked General Manager Scott Pioli and Coach Romeo Crennel for all they had done for him, and in their presence took his own life. Mayor Sly James said the violence was part of a disturbing trend in urban culture.
This is part of the tragedy of urban living in this country anymore.
And wondered whether fandom's ire over a losing season added to stresses that caused Belcher to crack.
What is it like to be unable to go to dinner without people getting in your face and calling you scum and loser and everything else?
The Chiefs played the Carolina Panthers as scheduled the following day and won, breaking an 8-game losing streak. The NFL and the Chiefs announced that a trust fund for the couple's daughter will hold more than $1 million. Mayor James observed that won't bring her parents back. The debates over whether to expand Medicaid and take advantage of the national health care law continued. In Missouri, expansion advocates lobbied Republican legislators who oppose it. Cynthia Keel is with the Missouri chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Missouri medical debt is responsible for about 40% of the bankruptcies in Missouri, and I know that because I'm a banker's wife.
The Kansas Health Institute estimated that following through on the expansion would end up enrolling 100,000 more Kansans at a cost of about $500 million over the first 7 years, and that made the report's author, Scott Bruner, skeptical about whether the expansion would happen.
There's not enough revenue to cover the current level of expenditure.
Meanwhile, Kansas received approval from the federal government to proceed with privatizing its existing Medicaid programs. The Kansas City City Council expanded the advisory board for the fire department ambulance service. Councilman John Sharp explained.
It does strengthen the voice of the council, and it does provide more physician input.
The council also passed an ordinance to help avoid problems caused by charity walks and marathons. Jan Markison was a sponsor.
There was a marathon in the West Bottoms during the American Royal season. Not a good idea. We had the one that encircled the city market, and they lost 60% of their revenue on one Saturday.
Under the new arrangement, the Parks Department will take over the approval and coordination process. Flu cases began popping up in Missouri, with 2,000 cases confirmed in eastern sections of the state so far. And Dr. Christopher Harrison of Children's Mercy Hospital said the flu season is here early this year.
In years past, the kind of levels we would ordinarily see around Christmas time.
Compounding the problem of the early start, Harrison says there's a new flu strain this year, so a greater number of people don't have basic immunity to it without a flu shot. This is KCUR.